Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Whoa. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Personality Hours Podcast, your weirdest coworkers failing podcast. And how are we doing today, guys? How are you feeling about the new intro, Rebecca?
5 out of 5 stars, Mikey. I knew you had it in you to be a wonderful, wonderful host.
We're going to ride this train until it crashes into a like Bugs Bunny wall or whatever that is. Roadrunner. Roadrunner.
Someone drew the fake tunnel, and that is where we are careening towards.
Next stop, fake tunnel. Well, how are we feeling, everybody? Do we want to do the thing where I say, and I'm joined by Jackson.
Hello.
And I'm joined by Rebecca.
I'm back.
And I'm joined by myself. Gabalaboole. I still like saying the stuff, so I'm gonna introduce myself every week as well. Rebecca, I thought we fired you.
What the hell are you doing here? This is a closed meeting.
How'd she get into this?
No, I mildly fired myself. I guess that would be quitting. But no, I'm happy to be back. The podcast is like Title IX now, where you don't want women involved, but you have to legally allow it. So I'm back.
She's our DEI hire.
Yeah, I really am at this point. No, so I am starting a new job next week, and you know, the podcast is a little bit of a responsibility, and I kind of decided to step back a little bit, but I'm happy that you guys are allowing me back occasionally when I request a guest spot. So I'm very grateful to be back and hawing with you guys.
You're getting ready for some corporate talk, aren't you? When I request,
request a guest spot. Come on now. It's whenever we text you.
No, T. Honestly, I'm in the middle of offboarding and onboarding at the same time. So I feel like I'm just like dreaming and circling back and like end of like recommendations. And what do I wear? Business casual. Have you guys ever worn business casual ever?
Yes.
Yeah, most
every
days
day of my other job.
But it's funny you say that. I've been in between skimboarding and wakeboarding. That's the new route we're taking on this podcast.
Oh, good.
It's
good,
gnarly
good
stuff.
Happy to be back.
I was like, where are you going with that?
Can I just say this is that I got a lot of props last week after our last returning episode came out about the big savior of the podcast. But I will give Rebecca some props here. She was also trying to save it until she was the one that said, you know what? I quit. She was
trying
her best.
It was a whole lot of, I don't think this is going to work anymore, guys.
We can't do it.
I don't think we can. So I think it's done.
No. Okay, listen. Can we, I'm going to like do like a little bit of inside baseball of what really went down and why me and Abby are like sometimes on and sometimes off. So can we talk
about
that?
Sounds
like
you guys are in a fight, what you just said.
No. Really, oh, wait. Okay. That's it, actually. It's going to be funny when Abby and I are never on at the same time ever again, and people are going to be like, are they beefing? No, yes. We're not beefing. Never beefed with Abby ever in my life. That doesn't happen. No. Can we talk about how Katie doesn't edit anymore?
Yeah, spit it out.
Okay. So here's the tea. Katie of the Burt Show, of my work wife fame, used to edit the podcast, and she would post all the video clips that you see on social media on Personality Hires Podcast and upload YouTube and edit our audio and post it. And she basically had to step back. And so we now are the ones actually editing the podcast. And when we learned that, I feel like all of us had like a little bit of a come to Jesus moment, because we've been living our cushy lives, not having to edit the podcast anymore. Because for a while back in the TBS days, it was me editing it. And I realized, oh my God, if Katie's stepping down, I think I'm going to have to edit it. And I immediately volunteered myself to do that. And then I realized, this is elder abuse. I'm 32. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to edit. I don't want to post it on social media. I don't want to write copy. I want to show up and have a jolly good time when I want to, and hee hee and ha ha with you guys. So I immediately like was, I think it was like we were all waiting for one of us to say what we wanted to do with the podcast. And no one was kind of willing to like step up and be like, come on guys. Abby was literally waiting for someone to be like, I don't want, like we need to like take a step back or do something different or something. She just kept waiting for one of us to say it. And Jackson was MIA. God bless you. God bless
he was
you.
Gone.
You were gone.
He was
don't
gone,
know where you were.
I was going through some things. Okay, guys, yeah. Give me a break.
But okay, it was very interesting from my end, because Rebecca and I were texting. So say it's a Tuesday night. Rebecca and I are texting one-on-one, like, we're not quitting this. We built this whole thing. We've been going for a year. It's a fun thing to do. We all like it. We're not quitting, no matter what they say. And then the next morning, before like 8 o'clock, she'll text in the group chat, yeah, this is all over. It's not going to happen. Like, after I gave her like a 2-hour pep talk over text. And so I was just like, what is going on? I said so many times, like, look, if you want to quit, quit. I don't want to quit. Rebecca also immediately volunteered herself to edit. I was like in the middle of typing it out, like, I'll try it, and immediately volunteered and then quit, which was like, you just bit off more than you can chew in 1 second.
I'm just like too much of a tryhard, I think. I think immediately I was like, okay, we're going to go back to the way we used to do it, where I used to edit and then I would post it, and that's all, I would write the copy, and that's all fine. And then as soon as I sent it, I realized I don't really want to do that. And Mikey and I were spearheading. And I was like, Mikey wants to do this. Like, Mikey is like the number one spearhead. I can't let him down because he's so energetic about it. And I want to you know, help him with the success of the podcast. And then Jackson's gone and Abby's just waiting for me to say I quit. And I'm not. And I'm just like, I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah,
I just
Jackson
like,
was
paragraph.
He was the least helpful.
Yeah.
We needed immediate answers and he'd get back to us in like 4 days.
And then I would say, sorry, I don't have an answer for you, but I haven't really read anything and I'm sorry about that. But let's just, I agree.
Which is hilarious that he's actually doing this every week now.
I know.
But all that to say, I'm the guy that's editing now. So if anything is horribly wrong, it's
not
all my
if.
Fault.
When things are disastrously bad on the edits, just know who is in charge of the edits now.
It already happened. Last week's episode, there's so many flaws. If you watch the video, I started out doing all the fancy, like, we got our heads in these little boxes. About 5 minutes in, I gave up on all that. We're all just 3 squares after that.
For anyone who actually watches sports out there, we are in what we call a rebuilding phase. This is not our time to take the team to the Super Bowl. We are in the process of restructuring things in order to put ourselves in a better position for the future.
Speak for yourself. This season is our season. Brother,
or we're just the wild card that ends up being absolutely insane and we pop off.
I don't know. I think the way I'm approaching this, we're going loosey-goosey, we're having fun. It got a little bit too business-like for my taste for a little bit. Like Rebecca just said, you were the one that wrote the copy. I'm like, I don't think I have a good concept of what copy even is. And that's my job now. But who cares? As long as something goes up, we're going to be having a good time. And I think that's good stuff. Now, what this brings us to is, Rebecca, you say you're off board and unloading, front loading. You got a front loader. It's got a forklift. You got a new job, yeah?
I did. I have a new in-person job that I'm starting this Tuesday, September 1st. So I think this podcast will go out before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Wow. Good editing skills, Mikey.
Thanks.
Very quick.
I got a quick turnaround. I do copy so fast.
Can you explain your last job and why you only lasted 48 hours?
I certainly can. All right. So as soon as basically we got the news that TBS was no mo, I immediately started to look for basically everything I could think of on LinkedIn and on Indeed, trying to find a good remote social media management job, because that was my dream. I had never worked remote before, but the Burt Show hours were so ideal. Waking up in the morning at like 5:20 or something, that kind of sucked. But being able to go home at like 11:30 every day, that was like, it was so delicious every day.
No, I miss it. I really do.
And I was like, my job before that, I was working about 5 years as a multimedia manager for like a financial firm. And that was in Kennesaw. I had a terrible the people were great, but I had a terrible commute. I was there 9 to 5. I basically was being paid to be on Reddit most of the time, which is just like not what I wanted to do again. So I was like,
what were you doing?
Yeah.
Snarking the competitors?
Yeah, honestly, I think I was literally, I was on the Drag Race subreddit and I was on the fucking Bravo subreddit.
What? This is you're talking about just hanging out. Your job actually had nothing to do with Reddit.
No. Was just fucking doom scrolling
on Reddit.
You just
didn't have nothing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't have anything.
I was like, what kind of drag finance is this?
No, I don't know. I think every corporate job could basically be done in about like 3 hours a week most of the time. I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong, but that's been my experience so far.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and guess you're wrong.
You're wrong on that.
Well, I was successful after about, I don't know, a month and a half of searching, and I found a remote social media job that was with a Los Angeles agency. So I was working Pacific hours. I could literally started working at noon every day, but I had to clock out at 9 every night, and it was quite nice and cushy and fine and great. And I was doing social media management for a company whose logo is a fruit. Blackberry.
Oh, wait, I didn't know that.
Wasn't Blackberry. No, it was a joke. Okay. It wasn't Blackberry.
Wait, so is this, is this a big reveal here? Is this what's happening?
Yeah, you did sign an NDA, didn't you?
Did I? I probably did. I mean, no. I can talk about what account I worked on. I worked at a media agency that essentially outsources social media for different like big clients like games and entertainment. And I didn't know who my client was going to be until I showed up that day at work and logged into my computer and realized that I was working for a big old tech company and posting for them. And that was all fine and dandy. Loved it. Loved my team. Everyone was great. I worked completely remotely and everyone's like across the country. So my only like interactions with my coworkers and clients was totally digital. But I learned that I cannot handle a remote job. I am too mentally ill for that. And it was starting to absolutely drive me up the wall. I felt like a gerbil stuck in a little cage with zero enrichment tools at my fingertips or paw. So it was just not the perfect fit for me. And also, if you know anything about the fruit logo company, they don't post that much. So a lot of the time, it kind of felt like I was
scrolling
getting
on drag Reddit every job. Yes. Yeah.
I was getting free
Including
money.
What goes on a drag Reddit?
On the drag Reddit? Oh, so much. Snark and comments and questions. And it got me a million karma on Reddit. Shouldn't that count for something?
Oh my gosh, a million karma. You're rich. Hold on. Now, give me a quick summary. I've never worked a completely remote job. It sounds nice. I know Jackson is highly, highly disturbed by those jobs, but what exactly goes down? You just kind of lose your mind because you're bored. You can't be alone that long.
It's the fucking worst.
Tell me how you really feel. Tell me how you really feel.
It's the worst. And I'm pretty sure my boss listens to this, so I hope you hear this.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Somebody does.
I mean, I'm going to speak on this. Sorry, Rebecca, for stepping on you. But
no, you're good.
I think that remote work sounds really great in theory. And I think the best situation to have would be a hybrid situation where you're in the office for 2 or 3 days and you're working from home a couple other days. But if I had the choice of being 100% in the office versus 100% at home, I'm picking the office 10 out of 10 times with an hour commute. And it's like, I'm serious.
Pretty brave words.
There is no clear line between relaxation and work. When I'm in a good mental headspace, I'm waking up an hour before I have to log on. I'll go for a walk. I'll have my coffee. I'll be hanging out a little bit. And like, that gives a little bit of a buffer between waking up and work. When I'm in a bad spot, I'm waking up 90 seconds prior to myself having to log on, and I'm rolling out of bed, stumbling into my chair at my computer, sitting there for 8 hours and doing work. And then once I'm done with work, I like close all the windows, and then I'm like gaming on the same computer that I've been working at all day. So it's like, it's so trapped feeling. And not to mention the whole aspect of like, I like having coworkers, you know, like the whole reason why we're doing this podcast in the first place, is because it was fun hanging out with you guys IRL every day, seeing people and interacting with people, and not having that outlet is just, you can't replicate it working from home.
I gotta jump up on my soapbox here. A remote job has never sounded better to me. Last week across 2 days, I was in the car driving for 26 hours. That's over the course of a Wednesday and a Thursday. So
I think your job is different because your in office is not like you rolling up to a corporate thing and like being there all day. Like you have events that you have to go to.
Well, you're talking about radio. I'm talking about my other job selling oil and grease. And yes. That is just that amount of time spent on the road. It's like I would do at the end of last week, I just my brain no longer was able to function. I stared at too many white lines all day. Like it was incredibly exhausting, kind of fulfilling, kind of nice. Like whenever you get done with a insanely hard day like that, it feels pretty good. But if I could do that, if I could do a mix of completely nothing at home, like you log on the computer and like move your mouse around to show that you're on, and then mixed with a hard day like that, that might be the most fulfilling life. Can we agree on that?
No.
I mean,
what?
I mean, if we're going to do the job Olympics, would I rather be working in a mine or working completely remotely? I'd take remote work, but I can't be a miner. I can't. I don't like birds.
Not anymore.
I don't have any arm strength. Oh my God. But yeah, no, right,
hit us with it. What's the new job?
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
At Ross, you'll find everything your kids need when they go back to school. From fashion to school supplies to dorm room decor, Ross has it all. Because it isn't just the first day of school for them, it's a new year, a new look, and endless possibilities. When they walk back through those school doors, they're a different kid than the one who walked out months ago, ready for anything. Back to school starts at Ross. Find your nearest Ross at rossstores.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The new job is I am working a state job. I'm a Fed now. I'm a government employee.
You're a government employee? Are you working as a TSA agent?
Post office?
Not
the post office.
Post office
social media?
I'm working for the USPS social media.
Waste management. You're working for the mob.
I'm not working for waste. Is the mafia entrenched in waste management?
Hey, I never Big said time. That. I never said Big that, time. Rebecca. Jackson, you better watch it. You better watch it. Hold on. Are we able to guess this? Is this an obvious government employer?
Are you doing social media for a government?
Okay,
a
so
government.
it's
for the Chinese. Government. It's for the CCP.
Yeah.
You're a spy.
I'm doing a videography propaganda for... Yeah, for the Democratic
CCP.
Of China.
Or Netanyahu.
For
CCP. Yes. Yeah.
Cut that. Get that out of here.
No, this is true.
I'm not cutting that.
You reserve the domain netanyahu.com.
Netanyahu.com.
No, it's yahoo.net. Whoa, hold on. Did we just stumble?
Here we go. We're on to something. Someone reserved that.
Oh, my God. You guys are so close. No. You can keep guessing if you want, but I doubt you will get it, probably.
Does it have to do with the Jews?
Technically, no. I think I will be the only Jew-ish person on the team.
This is just a test on Mikey's editing skills.
Yeah, it really is. I'm about to say, all right, everybody, reset. Okay, you are going to be working for the DMV.
No.
The DMZ?
I know.
You're doing videography for the governor race coming up.
No.
Wait, how far are they running?
There is one. That was good.
Jackson's not going. No, he's not taking the bait today.
He's not responding. He doesn't get it. Say
sorry,
it again.
I froze.
I actually started thinking he froze. All right, hit us with it. I don't think I have a guess.
Okay, I'm working in the PR department for Georgia State University.
Is that a government job?
Government?
Yes, it is, because it's a state. It's a state institution.
Is a public university a government thing? Are we too damn stupid to talk about this? Can anyone figure that out? So it is... That's a government job? So if you worked at Georgia College where I went, that's a government job?
If it's like a publicly funded state university and you are a staff member of that, then that is pretty much a public... Yeah, it's a public... you are a public employee. I'm an employee of the public. I'm a person of the people
public
of
servant.
Atlanta. I am a public servant. I don't know if I would go that far. I am a... I'll be working as essentially a videographer for the marketing department of Georgia State.
Videographer.
Wow.
So if
that's
if,
way cooler than working for Apple.
Listen, I wasn't working for Apple. I was working for an agency in LA that could have gotten
you were
cut
contracted
anytime.
To Apple, though.
I was contracted to Apple, and let's just say the writing was on the wall. How about that?
Okay.
But I'm very excited. You'll learn when you're older.
So I always hated that when I was young. Oh, did that piss me off? Just teach me now. All right. So if a crisis happens, there's a big controversy over at Georgia State, GSU, which I know two people going there right now. Can you get them some A's? But if a controversy ensues, you'll be the one that sets up the camera and waits for the dean to come walking up and say, listen, the actions that happened were only because I was drunk.
This is where your mind goes when you think videographer for a college?
No, PR. That's where my mind goes when I think PR.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's more fair. That's more fair.
I'm going to guess that my day-to-day will be more taken up by filming students doing studently things and commencement and college games. And marketing the university as a great place with a great community. But also, probably if there is some, God forbid, controversy, I will be on the scene with my camera in hand, getting the facts together. I'm a journalist now.
Tell me if this needs to be cut out. I was over at GSU the other day, saw a homeless lady shitting on a cardboard box.
Oh, my God.
Why were you not reporting on that, Rebecca?
Rebecca, where were you when we needed you? So you're going to be the PR lady with the video camera. Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly does that look like? Do you have any idea? Are you working under another guy with a camera, or are they just like, go ahead, freewheeling, let's have some fun?
Well, I don't really know exactly what my day-to-day is going to look like yet, but I'm basically going to be managed by certain, like, I'm burping because I'm drinking some Waterloo.
I'm not cutting that out.
I got too much
crazy.
I got too many carbonation.
Some Waterloo.
Sorry.
What
it's really
hell?
Good. It's lime. No, I've got a team. I'm on the photo and video team, so I'll have a manager who essentially is gonna. I assume like I'm basically like gonna be like Jackson, like how I used to
Jackson
telling him to go film this and go film that on the Burt Show. So now I'm gonna feel his pain as I go and am sent out on video jobs around the campus.
True. I hope you have someone that's directing you around better than you did.
I will.
All right, I want to ask you guys this. I've been thinking about this a lot. I have absolutely no idea what any of my friends do for work. Jackson, I have a very vague idea. If someone asks me what Jackson does for work, I say he works on the computer at his house and his coworkers are not near him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's about the extent of it. It has something to do with YouTube. Rebecca, all I had for you was Apple. I knew that. And, but my other friends, here's the thing. I know they either work at home or they work in an office. That's the entire extent of it. Do you know what your friends do for work?
Yes. I know what all of my friends do for work.
I'm
prove
just
it.
Like you, Mikey. I have prove no
it.
Idea. Oh, yeah.
You're with me, Rebecca? You understand?
I have best friends who I have like known and have worked the same jobs for so many years, and they've explained to me at length multiple times what they do, and it immediately goes in one ear and out the other because I have no idea what my best friends do at all.
I can
work on a computer.
You guys are so spoiled with how your jobs and careers have gone to where you have no earthly idea of what it's like to work like normal, regular jobs that people do. So when people talk to you about what they do, you're like, oh, wow, you don't get to just make people laugh all day and just do that?
Computer guy over here.
Computer guy over here. This guy works in an office and this guy works from home.
Hey, Thomas, crunch those numbers again, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm supposed to know what a project manager is. That is not real.
No,
that is vague.
No, they can all tell me their job titles. It means nothing. And also, I have hard enough time remembering their names. But like, it's all nonsense titles. And that's just not what you talk about whenever you hang out. Like, nobody has ever asked me about my new radio job or anything. You just get around, call each other gay, and go home.
Mm-hmm. Really? I talk to my friends about their jobs all the time.
Too serious. My friend said that I guess he does some kind of real estate thing. This is my best friend in the world. I've known him my whole life. I have very little idea what he does. I know it's real estate, but he told us that he brokered a deal.
I don't do real estate, Mikey.
No, not you, dumbass. No, but he told us that he brokered a deal the other day, and all we did was make fun of him for the rest of the day, saying, oh, I'm Thomas, I broker deals. It's
like, that's actually wild to me, because I definitely know what my friends do, and this is like we talk to each other about career moves, and I have my friends that I call when I'm thinking about doing new things and asking them about stuff like that.
I don't think I've talked about to my friends about, you know what, actually, I've never talked to my friends about their jobs, but I have at length discussed my jobs with my friends.
Well, yeah, I do the same thing.
Not a surprise.
Jackson knows that. I just get around people and just dump whatever nonsense I'm going through. And I'm like, all right, see you later. That was fun.
Who needs to pay for therapy when you have not.
Me? They don't even need to respond. I'm just like, isn't that crazy? All right. Rebecca, now what's the deal here? You're afraid. I think you wrote a good tease here. I'm going to read it word for word.
All right.
Here we go. Is everyone ready for this?
I'm ready.
Is this what copy is?
Yes, Mikey.
Rebecca's starting a new job and nervous. We all share the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to us at work, and I'll read a selection of the most embarrassing things that have happened to people over work at TikTok.
That's not the tease. That was supposed to be just for us to read.
Oh, okay. Let me find the tease then.
The tease is what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you at work?
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you that you've ever done at work? Make us feel better because Rebecca's starting a new job next week. Now, Rebecca, tell us all about that.
Good job. I'm so happy to be back.
Isn't this going good?
It's going really well.
Nice.
No, I thought we could all share the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to us at a job, because I came across a TikTok with a hilarious bunch of stories from users making a girl feel better after she did something embarrassing at her job. So,
cue the clip.
Boop. It was actually a photo.
Do I have to know how to do that? Yeah, I don't think I have any capability of doing that at all.
It had nothing. No. Mikey, have you ever done anything embarrassing at work? And what did you do? What'd you do?
I've worked many, many jobs, and it's all embarrassing. The second I walk in, everything in my life is embarrassing, but I'll give you some highlights.
Okay.
Whenever I was working at Kohl's, my job was to collect the Amazon orders, but they put you on so you pick up this little phone thing. It says, we need this, and you have 5 minutes to find it in the store. It's not like in the back. You walk into the store with everyone else. So it's always the bras. The bras ruined my life. So it's just like, imagine like a 16-year-old me, like frantically like going through bras, like, what even is a triple D 23? And so I'd have to pull over women in the bra section and be like, find me this bra. Yeah, so that was a rough one. And then whatever. I'll save you guys the trouble of hearing a bunch of these. I'll give you my hottest one here.
Okay.
Sexiest.
I'll give you the sexiest one. Oh, wait, no. Here's another highlight. Another highlight, I was working at CC's Pizza, spilled a gallon of garbanzo beans in front of the whole restaurant. That was pretty bad.
My garbanzo beans.
What at CC's Pizza has garbanzo beans?
Dude,
in
you
it?
Know they probably have like garbanzo bean pizza 22 or whatever.
They're beanza.
They got the beans over there. Okay, also another highlight, I was hired to watch this lady's plants when I was a kid. She was gone for 2 weeks, forgot about it until the day before she came back and had like a meltdown, drove over there, all the plants were dead. So pretty rough.
Murderer.
Didn't make any money on that one. But okay, here's the highlight is I was working at Mr. Car Wash, one of my favorite jobs I ever worked. It was chaos. It was complete degeneracy. Everyone I worked with was a complete degenerate. And I was at a weird stage in my life where I just didn't know. I didn't know the lines of joking around and who you can joke around with. But there was this guy, I was friendly with him. He had like a bunch of neck tattoos and stuff. Kind of definitely a scary guy, but you kind of get to know everybody whenever you're working at the car wash with him. This guy is telling a story. And somehow I was also in this phase where I was so like skinny that I thought that it was always funny to like square up to a guy that's a lot scarier than me or like just talk general shit. And
you're like a little chihuahua.
Yeah, but it's like, obviously I'm joking because obviously you can hurt me pretty bad. And so understand the comedy of this. But yeah, I offhandedly, see, this is a great example of not knowing how to joke around yet. And it's like, I called this guy a bitch in passing.
Oh my God.
While he was telling a story, I was like, yeah, you bitch. Or something like that. Like, it was so small, but he took major offense. He was holding a window cleaner and a rag, and he, like, I could see him just boil up with anger, sprayed me like 10 times in the face and threw the rag in my face in front of like six of my other coworkers. And so I was just standing there soaking wet. And yeah, I guess he went to the managers and was like, I'm going to go out there and punch him in the face, but I don't want to get fired. And they're like, if you punch him in the face, you're getting fired. Whatever. It was pretty humiliating. And it taught me a good lesson, is don't do that anymore. So that's whenever that bit stopped. But yeah, pretty brutal. Isn't that even embarrassing to hear out loud?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I feel more, I mean, obviously I'm more thinking that, come on, this guy's got to know how to take a joke, but
yeah,
you might have crossed the line there.
But I ended up, oh no, he saw how I received all that, and I went to him and apologized. I was like, oh, I didn't mean anything by that. So we were cool after that, and then he got in a big fight with my friend on Xanax, and they both got fired.
Hmm.
Oh no.
Sounds like a healthy work environment.
Yeah, a good couple of weeks.
Your favorite job, you say?
Yeah, Max's Liquor was right next door, and that's where you had to go to have fist fights because you couldn't have a fist fight on the property. So if you want to hang around a little, do what?
Otherwise you'd be fired.
Exactly. If you want to hang around on the property a little bit, you might catch a good fight out behind Max's Liquor. You guys seem like disturbed by this. Is this not fun stuff?
I mean, it's fun. It's just, it's kind of traumatizing, and I get it. Like, I've never worked a job like that, so I can't really empathize, but I get
it. Well, I do want to clarify, that was the only run-in I was involved with. I was just a bystander watching all kinds of nonsense go on. But, I mean, that is fun to work at a place like that. You get to see all this drama, and then it all comes to a head behind Max's Liquor. It was innocent fun to me. All right. I don't know. I don't like you guys' reaction to this.
we're scared for you.
Yeah.
I don't work there anymore. Oh my God. No. And one more thing. My manager, forget what the story is. He like caught his wife cheating on him or something. And he had this like big Tahoe. And there's dents all down one side, like really, really bad dents. I guess whenever he caught her, he just punched his car a bunch and broke his knuckles and his wrists. But like the whole car was like ruined. Yeah. And then whenever I quit there, all right, sorry, I'll stop in a second. whenever I quit there, I texted my managers like, hey, thanks for everything. You know how you do whenever you quit, and never got a text back. It's like, come on, guys. I know everyone's a bit mental unstable over here, but you can at least respond to that.
He was busy punching his truck because he lost his best employee.
No, they were sad to lose me.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
At Ross, you'll find everything your kids need when they go back to school. From fashion to school supplies to dorm room decor, Ross has it all. Because it isn't just the first day of school for them, it's a new year, a new look, and endless possibilities. When they walk back through those school doors, they're a different kid than the one who walked out months ago, ready for anything. Back to school starts at Ross. Find your nearest Ross at rossstores.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have an embarrassing story, Jackson?
I have I don't know about embarrassing. I mean, you know, at the Bird Show, I had to take a picture in my underwear with with Cheetos and hot fudge all over my body, and that was put up on a billboard for a full day in the middle of the city in Atlanta. That was pretty embarrassing.
I drive by that billboard all the time. I'm like, that is the most visible billboard in all of Atlanta.
It genuinely is the exit of all exits. Exactly. It's the one to rule them all, and that's where my half-naked body was portrayed.
There's like six exits in that one exit, and so it's just everybody is right there.
Everybody gets off there, and you can see it from the highway. It's double bad. I mean, at my banking job that I had, I worked with a lot of suits and a lot of, I don't know, it is a toxic work environment. I do want to say that this didn't happen to me, but this happened to an intern while I was there, where they sent out a pitch deck to the broader group in a big email chain. And the guy who was heading up this deal that we were working on, who was based out of Charlotte, he replied all to this email chain in five separate emails. What the fuck is this?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was definitely not cool. Fortunately, not me. I don't know. Embarrassing things, though, for me, I guess this is so dumb, but at my banking job, like going out with your team and making friends with your bosses and everyone out there usually drinking a lot is like a part of the culture. And so one night we were out at Johnny's Hideaway.
Hey, all right.
Johnny's used to be one of the esteemed institutions here in Atlanta where you could smoke cigarettes inside. Before they outlawed that, you could do that. And they had a vending machine in the back where you could buy cigarettes in there. And so we're all out getting drinks one day after work. And my big, scary boss is like, "Yay, get over here and go buy us some cigarettes." And I was like, "Okay, cool. I'll go buy some cigarettes." And then I don't know how old I was, probably 22 at the time. And I go and buy cigarettes. I don't know what the fuck to buy. I've never bought cigarettes before at this point.
Oh my God. So, it's like your first coffee at Starbucks. You like don't know if you need a grande and what a cappuccino is.
Bought a bunch of cigarillos.
Well, and this is a tangent also, but like I remember my first happy hour, like I didn't have like a beer or a cocktail to go for, and I didn't really know what to get, so I got a Manhattan because I was like, oh, that's like a drink that people get. And it came in the daintiest, tiniest glass of all time, and I got absolutely dogged over it for the entire night. And I was like, fuck, I thought this was like an adult drink that I was getting.
That's so funny.
So that was embarrassing. But I go to the machine and I buy a pack of Camel Crushes. Okay. Well, I don't fucking know. I just bought something that was on there. Now, Camel Crushes are a menthol cigarette where you like snap this little ball in the filter of it, and it's like, they're known as being not cool cigarettes, I guess, which is what I learned this day because I hand them to him and he goes, "What the fuck is this? You think I smoke these? What the fuck are you doing?" And I was like, "Dude, I don't know. I've never bought cigarettes before." And that was honestly, I had to wear that one. That was like a reputation of mine for, "Oh, leave it up to Jackson. He'll go buy menthols." And like, that was like a thing for a while. And I was like, "Really, guys? This is about cigarettes here." But that was a bad place that I worked at, and I have I didn't like my time there.
See, that's a different kind of toxic work environment. I like mine more. Yours seems just mean.
Yeah, you know, getting cussed at, getting yelled at,
that's
crying
scary.
In the bathroom and coming out and having to pretend like you weren't crying in the bathroom. You know, that kind of thing.
So sad. How'd you guys make mine sound sad? That's like the saddest thing I've ever heard. God.
It was just very normalized. It was this weird pissing contest of who could get worked harder and who could put in more hours and who was getting fucked worse on the day to day.
Okay,
like
all of that
thing.
All that sounded gay, by the way. Who's getting worked harder, rode more, and like,
who is getting
worse?
Bent over?
That's genuinely what it was, though. Like there was this weird, like unspoken thing about like, "Oh, you think you were working hard. I put in 100 hours last week. And it's
hustle
like,
culture.
So that's the worst.
Oh, wow.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
Really fucking cool. Like, I'm were so you, happy for you.
Were you an investment banker?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on investment banker talk right now, so I'm seeing a lot of investment banker TikToks about how they like go home and work till like midnight every single night, and I just don't understand the appeal. I guess the money.
It's
the probably money.
And
probably
the,
having money.
The quote unquote prestige of the whole thing, I don't know. It's the second that I was really into it for a good period of my life where I thought that that's like what I was called to do. And like, this is what I was made for. Cause I had two internships in it and I was like, this is going to be great. But an internship is 10 weeks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a light at the end of the tunnel every single time that I did it. And then when you actually start work for real, I was like, holy fuck, I have to do this for like 40 years? No chance.
Here's one of do you have someone that you still like that you really hated whenever you worked there and you still have their number? Start doing stuff.
What do you mean start doing stuff?
I mean, like, you know, like whenever I was a pizza delivery man, like I have a bunch of numbers of people that yelled at me and you can just call them every once in a while and like 6-7 them, just say whatever, like just make their lives like 0.01% worse because they're already a bad guy, and I think it makes you feel good.
You know, as much as I hated it there, and as bad as it was, I can't 100% fault a lot of the people for the way that they acted because it's sort of like a hazing thing where like they went through worse, and it gets better every year, so they sometimes want you to go through that too. And like, some of the things were dickhead moves for real, but I don't they would always say don't take it personally, but I'm like, well, when you call me a pussy and then I suck, it kind of feels personal. But no, I mean, like, it's ultimately like I don't have a grudge against anybody there that I worked for. Now, my time at Yelp, I'll talk about my manager there. That motherfucker sits in my head rent free.
Let's call him.
I want to talk. I've been on the cusp of texting that guy.
Give me his number right now. I'll call him.
Should we?
What's the tea? Tell us the tea
first.
Is
that going to do anything illegal for us?
No, I mean, it's not really tea. It was just the fact that, like, I thought I had a really good relationship with him. I always promised him that I would be very transparent with him about everything. And, like, even when I was struggling really hard at that job, I made it very clear to him that, like, I'm working on it and I'm trying really hard at this. But, like, it's just taking me a little longer to get used to it. And then the day that I got fired from that job, I did not get laid off. I tell people I got laid off, but I got full-on fired from that job.
Why do you tell people you get laid off?
Because it sounds better.
Oh, you mean in like a work environment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. With that job, I get a message Friday at 4:30 p.m. and I'm taking a walk in the park, which is probably a sign that like I wasn't doing work at this point. And he's like, hey, dude, are you free for a quick call? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I jump on like a Google Meet while I'm walking at the park. And then it's just him and some lady that I've never seen before. And he's like, hey, Jackson, you are terminated effective immediately and HR is going to take it from here. And
was
then he
it
just
that fast?
Yes. And
holy
he just leaves the call.
Hell.
He just drops off.
That's crazy.
So then I talked to HR for a few minutes talking about like severance and like what it's going to look like and returning my laptop and all this stuff. And then like afterwards, I texted him and I was like, dude, what the fuck was that? And then he was like, yeah, man, I just, you know, I didn't know how really to go about this whole thing. And so if you want to talk about it, let's do that for sure. And then he just never hit me back up after that.
Oh, my God. Can you leave Yelp a Yelp review?
I should. I mean, I guess that would be like on Glassdoor and talking about my employment there. But yeah. Fuck that place. Fuck you.
That
Alex, fuck you.
Give me his number.
Damn.
Wait, we got to hold on. This is actually fun. One of these episodes, we should exchange numbers of people that we hate and just do whatever. Like, and it doesn't even have to be on the podcast. Let's just exchange the numbers. Do it on your own time. Just have some fun with these guys.
Yeah, I'll send you his number.
And yeah, I guess.
Like, I feel more vindicated about this is because he's like he was the golden child of like our group. He like rose up to being a manager like super fast. He wasn't that much older than me. Like all the really higher up snooty fucking assholes there loved him. And so for him to be that, I don't know, just non-personal, a little cold, I was just like, dude, fuck you, man.
Oh, that does
I like suck. It when Jackson, I like it when Jackson gets worked up like this.
this is really funny.
This is the spot I want him to exist in, is right here.
Well, the thing is, it's like, I should 100% be just over this and have moved on.
No. But you don't get it.
I hold this weird resentment about this guy, like, to this day. And there are times where I've been drunk and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking text this guy.
Yeah. I'm still mad at my second grade teacher. She yelled at me for taking a guy's ruler. And I'm like, I didn't take it. He stole it. Rebecca.
I have a firing story that's honestly, I don't think it's as bad as yours, but I want to see if y'all think it is, because I have resentment in my heart for someone who fired me because of the way that they did it. It was one time I've been fired, only once in my life. I did cry. I cried quite a lot as I was getting fired in person. But
that's the best. That's the best thing you can do, is it makes them feel so bad. I think that's good.
You cried for as you were getting fired, you cried.
It was like the guy sat down, and this guy like did not like me. He thought, I don't know why he didn't like me. I was such a non-person. Like I was like not talking to anybody. I was the receptionist just like setting out breakfast platters every morning.
He checked the Wi-Fi and you're just watching Reddit drag all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Amongst probably a lot of other things that were labeled as NSFW.
I got around the firewall. Yeah. No, he fired me and he was excited to do so until he literally said, I remember, he said, listen, this is never easy. And I remember my face went, oh, like I went like, because I knew I was getting fired. And immediately I fought it as hard as I could. Tears started to stream down my face because I was so upset. It was my first job right out of college, like first job ever. So I was very green. I didn't know anything. I got fired because I kept getting the date wrong on emails I would send. And I didn't talk to anyone in the office.
That's why you got fired?
Why are you even putting the date in emails?
It was a lot of things, I think.
You know, email timestamps itself.
And this is Rebecca on 8:24.
Rebecca sent at 8:24.
About a quarter till six.
Listen, it was a lot of things that led to me getting fired. I was a receptionist who like couldn't talk on the phone because I was so shy and couldn't like ask people what they wanted for breakfast, which was like my main job. And I would send out morning emails every morning and they had to have the agenda for the day, what the editors were doing.
Rebecca's like, what do you want for lunch?
I was
Rebecca,
really shy.
It's 7:30 in the morning. Oh, yeah, Brenner, fuck.
You know I have trouble with the breakfast question.
No. I also lied about knowing how to make coffee. So I just tried to, because I always had to keep a pot boiling because video editors where I was working, they drink coffee like it's water, like they're little fishies. So I had to go.
Don't even talk to them till they've had their coffee.
No. And so I faked being able to make coffee, and the first pot I ever made boiled over and just dripped onto the floor. And I always remember seeing a video editor come down, look at the coffee pot, and then just turn around and walk back up the stairs. I had to Google how to make coffee. Anyway, it wasn't even the guy. The problem wasn't that I cried. The problem wasn't that the guy who hated me fired me. The problem was my actual boss, a woman who owned the video boutique where I worked. At noon that day, I'll always remember, we were really close and we would chat and we would talk, and she would like tell me basically what she needed for me every day. At noon that day, she put on sunglasses and she ran out the door without speaking to me because she knew that she wanted me. She had asked someone to fire me instead of her having to take the responsibility like she should have to fire me. And we never spoke again. Like I never talked to her again. She ran out the door so she wouldn't have to see me get fired.
And I think that's
valid
so bullshit.
To be pissed. Valid is, reason to be pissed.
Yeah.
For
are
sure.
You kidding me?
That's exactly how I felt. I was like, if you are the one that has ultimately made this decision, have the fucking balls to tell me to my face that I get it. I know I was sucking at the time. I understand. This isn't the most surprising thing to me, but like, don't avoid it so hard, you know?
I can
exactly.
really see young, green, shy Rebecca, though, being a very tough employee. Yeah. It's just like, yeah. She can't even do the coffee order. Like, they're talking behind closed doors. Like, she won't even get this guy's breakfast. What does she do? What are we even paying her for? Like, these are all the conversations going on in the back.
Yeah, no, listen, everybody tried really hard to make me an upstanding employee. I think I was there for 2.5 months. And then, yeah, she ran out the door. She probably asked, like, her fellow employees, who will take up the mantle of firing Rebecca? And the guy who hated me was like, I'll do it.
Just no, the guy who never got his breakfast.
Me.
Oh, my God. Wait, do you want to know why he hated me? I'll tell you this really quickly. This fucking guy, goddamn
oh,
him.
Oh, wait. Does You've it have told any, us this.
Yeah. Does it have something to do with the back door being left open? And
no.
He's a smoker? Oh.
No. Oh, no. That was the other guy. The guy had a heart attack at my next job.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, guy. I thought that was him.
Yeah. No. One of my biggest jobs as a receptionist was to keep the fridge stocked. And he was obsessed with LaCroix. Loved LaCroix. And every time I would go out, get the variety pack of LaCroix, make sure that it was all fully stocked and beautiful. And every week, because I would go out every Monday, he would be like, Rebecca, there's no grapefruit LaCroix. You need to put grapefruit LaCroix in the fridge. And I was like, okay, next time I go, I'll make sure that I get grapefruit LaCroix. That's your favorite. I'll make sure it's stocked. Every time I go to Kroger, there is no grapefruit LaCroix. I'm like, is this a real thing? I don't see any grapefruit LaCroix. I'm just getting lemon lime in the variety pack and putting it in
what
and calling it a day.
What a classic situation where the one time you need the one weird specific thing, it just doesn't exist.
4 weeks in a row go by. At that Monday, he comes in and he's like, Rebecca, I am so serious. You better come back with some grapefruit LaCroix. I have been asking for it for weeks and I need it in that fridge by the end of the day. So I go to Kroger. I am crying in the aisle because there is no grapefruit LaCroix. I don't think grapefruit LaCroix even exists. Mike, I haven't seen it once. I Google grapefruit LaCroix. Do you know what grapefruit LaCroix is called? It's called pamplemousse. And it's been there in the aisle every week because I wasn't looking for pamplemousse. I was looking for grapefruit. So finally, I grab the pamplemousse and I check out and I put it in the fridge and I say, there you go, Jay. I've got your grapefruit goddamn LaCroix. I still hate grapefruit.
How did you figure out that it's called pamplemousse?
What
is pamplemousse?
I think it's grapefruit.
It's grapefruit backwards.
It's in French. It's the French word for grapefruit. And so
yeah, it is.
The severity with which he told me I had to get grapefruit LaCroix by the end of the day.
What was that company?
It was a really, really tiny editing boutique, like a post-production company. So it was like really small. There's probably like 7 people who worked there, like all together. And
yeah,
most
well
of them were editors.
Sounds like that grapefruit LaCroix was pretty important then.
He did come by at the end of the day and say
was.
Thank you. Yeah, he said thank you. He was like, finally. And I was like, yeah, you fucking asshole. You didn't tell me it was pamplemousse.
Well, that's a win to me.
Pretty good stuff. Okay, well, what's your most embarrassing, what do you call it, working story?
Well, now that y'all have told yours, I feel like mine are kind of pathetic, but I have two that come, like, immediately to the top of mind and keep me up at night. One was on The Bert Show, and I don't remember what the bit was. It was, like, something about getting me a match or something, like, matchmaking for me because I was single. And I remember they were calling Romeo's mom and my mom to try to, like, find us. I think it was, like, they gave our parents our dating apps to try to get us a match.
Okay.
That was, like, the whole bit.
That's fun.
And so my mom was on air talking, and I remember saying on air something like, yeah, me and my mom don't have the same taste in men. Like, making...
This is your most embarrassing work story?
I don't even know what that means. What's even bad about that?
I said me and my mom...
Like that you're not into your dad?
Yeah. And the way Kristen looked at me after I said that, I was like, oh my God. That was such a weird thing to say. And I was like,
the best part about that is no one thought twice about that after it happened.
I know, and it's still in my head. And then there was another time that there was like a listener had called in basically saying that her sister was dating her ex-boyfriend and how weird it was. And nobody on the show had a sister, I guess. So Kristen called me up, queued me up, and was like, how would you feel if one of your younger sisters started dating one of your ex-boyfriends? And I remember being so flustered because I had not been on air really. And I answered that I thought it was really cute. And that's the that's
worst
like,
radio answer of all time.
And immediately, oh. I think Bert was like, I regret asking her to be on air, like coming to the mic. And I was like, oh my God, why would that's the weirdest thing I could say right now. But it's so bizarre.
Did you try to correct yourself or did you just roll with it?
I remember saying like, I think it'd be really cute. Okay, maybe not cute. Maybe like, I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I think it's fine. I just like word vomiting because it was so bizarre. So yeah, that was bad.
Rebecca, do you know what the beauty of this is?
What?
You don't have many embarrassing work stories yet. But starting next Tuesday, you're about to be able to collect a bunch of them.
Wow.
Oh, I can't wait for you to come back with an actual just banger of an embarrassing story that happens.
We'll have you back on in 2 weeks and find out what your most embarrassing thing that has gone down was. And thank you guys for joining once again another episode of the Personality Hires. Be sure to... What do you even do? You go onto Spotify, you listen to it. You've probably already done that. You go onto the YouTube, you watch it if I'm able to figure out how to put a video together. And you go onto the Instagram and follow it and hope I figured out how to put clips together. And outside of that, we're pretty good, yeah?
I think Rebecca, that covers it.
Rebecca, come back and see us sometime, will you?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, you're not invited back then.
Well, there was your invite.
All right, We kicked Abby off permanently last week. Rebecca, you're out. It's over.
No. I'll be back.
Two of us will see everyone else next week.
Yeah, we're looking for a bisexual and a woman from Florida. If anybody knows anybody like that, we are accepting applications.
I know an asexual who lives in Florida.
Hey, we'll take it. I know a bisexual.
That was Abby, by the way.
Got her ass. Yeah. Watch this space.
That's pretty good.
She's going to be a late in life lesbian. Watch this space. I said it first.
All right. That's written in stone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands for the super athletic stuff, like running gear for cruising up the trail.
Woo!
And the super athlete-ish stuff, like fishing gear for chilling by the creek. Nice cast. Fitness apparel to push for higher reps. You got this. And golf balls priced so you can afford to lose one. Or a few. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athlete-ish, Sierra's got it.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.